B-Pod Studios.
So tonight I had the time and the desire to watch both AEW and NXT. And overall tonight, I thought NXT was the better show going head-to-head with AEW. I felt that NXT would be better going into tonight with Triple H opening the doors. It should be the better show, right? Because they have more star power. So I started with NXT. Becky Lynch knocked on the door, was let in, no issues. I guess I just didn't like the logic that she walked right in, got her music, full video. But Triple H did open the doors, and WWE owns NXT. They're all the same. I just didn't like the overproduced part of it. So Becky was in the middle of her promo, and my favorite part of that opening segment was the NXT faithful, and this is something we've talked about, the brand faithful. They chanted, "Shayna's going to kill you." And that's the type of home field advantage that I really like. Shayna Baszler, NXT gal. I like that the fans saw Becky as the outsider and chanted, "Shayna's going to kill you." That's good stuff. Rhea Ripley came out, and it was game on for Becky versus Ripley. Good little match. It went to commercial in the middle of the match, which I did not like, even though they did the little box pitcher-in-pitcher thing. Didn't like that. So I clicked over to AEW for the first time. This was about 8:10-ish, and I saw Nick Jackson and Rey Fénix go back and forth a few times, which was good. I went back to Becky. Becky and Ripley had a good match. It didn't have a finish, which I did not like, because Shayna and the other two no-name horsewomen did a run-in, ending that match. And of course, Ripley and Becky had to stand tall in the ring, so they ran off the horsewomen. The fact that there were no finishes was a theme that I was worried about going forward throughout the night. That was not the case, thankfully. I went back over to AEW because NXT went to commercial break. Britt Baker came out, who I'm high on, but I think we now have an idea as to why she's not the women's champion yet. And she's just not ready. She's not ready to be the AEW women's champion yet. I did DVR back and watch the finish of the Rey Fénix-Nick Jackson match, which was a clean pin in the middle and another loss for the Young Bucks. I don't love that. But again, on the positive side, the Young Bucks are trying to make more stars. I went back to NXT. Ricochet did a run-in. It was Ricochet versus Matt Riddle, which had a finish. Riddle beat Ricochet. Cesaro and Nakamura did a run-in. And this was a really strong, quote, chaos, unquote, segment. Roddy Strong ran in, going after Nakamura. Finn Balor attacks Riddle. Those, of course, tie in the storylines of what we're going to see this weekend. Finn Balor versus Riddle at War Games, and Strong, Nakamura, and AJ Styles at Survivor Series. It all made sense, which, those simple things called logic, I like. I'm into that. The NXT Tag Team Champions, the Undisputed Era, defeated the Revival. This was awesome. This was a really great tag team match. It went through two commercial breaks. I admittedly tried to stay with this match when they did the box and box. I'm not a Revival guy. I don't like the WWE's version of the Revival. The NXT version of the Revival was awesome. And this was an example of how good they can be when they're allowed to be themselves. On AEW, I liked the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal. MJF and Hangman Page won because it was the last two who were going to be declared the winners, and then they would fight next week on AEW's Wednesday Night Dynamite. Billy Gunn was the star of this match. Yes, that Billy Gunn, the ass man. Sonny Kiss and Billy Gunn had a twerk-off. Crowd ate it up. Crowd ate up everything Billy Gunn. And MJF, who is a bright star in the AEW company, threw Sonny Kiss out of the ring, got tremendous boos, and eventually slid out of the ring and was one of the two winners of the Battle Royal. Hangman Page, MJF, should be good. Jericho made his announcement. He's getting the thank you in Chicago. And realistically, that was pretty much it for my AEW watching, other than seeing the end of the Moxley-Darby Allin match, which I clicked over to at 9:58. Moxley won the match with his Death Rider DDT off the second rope. I'll go back and watch it. I'm sure it was good, but I was locked in on NXT. I thought NXT really kept me a lot of the night because I didn't know what was going to happen next. and I felt like I needed to find out what was going to happen next. Very excited that Dominic Dijak was in the main event against Adam Cole. Of course, Adam Cole won. He's the NXT champion. He grabbed the briefcase at the top of the ladder, and his team gets the War Games advantage. Happy that Dijak was in a main event. He's getting this type of spotlight. He's so talented, so talented. And the fact that he's in the War Games match and main eventing the Wednesday night show is just, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Dijak should have been a star long ago. He's 6'8". He can do everything in the ring. He's going to be a bigger star. I think he should have gotten there a little bit sooner. Then we got the end of the show chaos. Seth Rollins hits the ring, nails a super kick, and then here comes Tommaso Ciampa. And I need Tommaso Ciampa versus Seth Rollins at some point. I need that. That's a good quality matchup right there. Little detail that I love, 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 love. Ciampa's eyes are still set on getting his championship back and on the War Games match against Adam Cole and his team on Saturday. Before Ciampa got in the ring, Ciampa made sure that he knocked out Adam Cole before he got into the ring. It's a small little detail, but it's the details that I love. In the same way, a few weeks ago when NXT invaded SmackDown, Ciampa never took his eyes off Adam Cole while Hunter was doing that promo with the entire NXT roster in the ring. Little details like that. Ciampa's still obsessed with the gold, but he still wants to get him some of Seth Rollins. NXT went off the air with Ciampa fighting Seth Rollins. I thought NXT was the better show. NXT was really good this week. I thought really, really good. It kept me in there. As far as AEW goes, their Dynamite show next week, the night before Thanksgiving, loaded. MJF versus Hangman Page, Pac versus Kenny Omega, and Chris Jericho versus Scorpio Sky for the AEW championship. That's next week's Dynamite. That should be good. I just wanted to give you some quick thoughts after going back and forth, playing with my clicker on the Wednesday Night Wars this week. Mike and I will be back post-Survivor Series on Sunday night. Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.